On with the news. A couple of guinea pigs had a bit of an adventure in the city streets. A community group has lost its bid to buy a much-loved city pub. And the castle revamp is hit by yet another delay.
A Norwich family is over the moon after their beloved guinea pig was miraculously found safe and sound days after jetting off without a trace. Guinea pigs Jet and Sunny had been enjoying some fresh air and grass in their Cambridge Street garden when mischief struck. They managed to shift one of the bricks securing their outdoor run and disappeared, said Anita Staff, whose daughter Daisy owns the adventurous duo. As night fell, the family scoured the neighbourhood by torchlight. Sunny returned the next morning, but Jet was still nowhere to be found. Just as hope was fading, a Facebook post changed everything. Jet had been found 30 doors down by local heroes Lewis and Grace. Now Anita plans to deliver wine and flowers to say thank you to Lewis and Grace.
A popular pub in Norwich has been named the best boozer in England by a top national guide. The Fat Cat in West End Street gained the top spot in Lonely Planet, with the Unruly Pig in Suffolk taking seventh place. The guide was compiled by Phoebe Harper, who used to live in Norwich, and she believes the hallmarks of a successful pub include creaking wooden beams above flagstones slightly sticky with spilt beer, and no music unless it's live. She called the Fat Cat a quintessential no-nonsense pub and praised it for its selection of 30 real ales with a hoppy pint of Tomcat brewed at the Fat Cat's eponymous Norwich brewery called Hard to Beat. Earlier this year, The Telegraph named the pub the best in Norfolk, and it has won other national awards from the Campaign for Real Ale, including the 50th Anniversary Gold Awards in 2021 for National Pub All-Stars.
A community group has lost its bid to buy a much-loved city pub. The Gatehouse Community Hub has announced that its bid to purchase the Gatehouse Pub in Dereham Road has been unsuccessful. In a statement posted to social media, the group shared that the owners had accepted a different offer for the Grade 2 listed building, which dates back to 1934. It read, "While this isn't the outcome we hoped for, we remain dedicated to preserving the Gatehouse's heritage and are keen to collaborate with the new owners to ensure its legacy lives on." The Gatehouse Community Hub had hoped to buy the pub through a community-led initiative, encouraging people to pledge funds with the goal of converting contributions into shares. The vision was to breathe new life into the now-closed venue and create Norwich's first community-owned pub, offering a bar, cafe and outdoor area where everyone could connect and celebrate. Despite raising tens of thousands of pounds through pledges, donations and creative fundraising events, from paddleboarding and yoga to guided walks, their bid was not accepted in the blind sale. For now, the Community Hub will continue hosting events and raising funds as it searches for a new venue to call home.
Renowned British show jumper Joe Stockdale has become an official ambassador for Red Wings, the UK horse welfare charity, with sanctuaries in Norfolk. Red Wings announced the partnership to improve the lives of horses across the nation. Mr. Stockdale, son of the late Olympic show jumper Tim Stockdale, has had a lifelong passion for the equine world, having begun riding at the age of four. After winning multiple titles, Mr. Stockdale took over his father's yard upon Tim's passing, and last year travelled to the Paris Olympics with the British show jumping team. His relationship with Red Wings, one of the UK's biggest horse welfare charities, was established during their joint venture on the Strangles Awareness Week, an international campaign to raise awareness about the infectious equine disease. The show jumper will be donating his time to Red Wings, based at Caldecott and Aylsham, for free.
The long-awaited reopening of the Norwich Castle Keep after its multi-million pound revamp has been delayed yet again. Museum bosses hoped the transformation of the Norman landmark, recreating what it would have looked like in medieval times, would be completed by this spring. But while construction work by Morgan Sindall should soon be finished, the official opening of the Royal Palace Reborn project has been pushed back until the summer, with a firm date yet to be announced. museum chief said they needed extra time to apply the finishing touches to newly created Norman rooms, which will show visitors how the 12th century keep looked when it was a royal palace. Curators also need to organise displays of more than 900 objects in the new Gallery of Medieval Life, created in partnership with the British Museum. However, some lucky visitors will get an early glimpse of the ambitious project, with Norfolk County Council planning sneak previews via a ticket ballot. Museum bosses say that ballot will be available as a thank you to key supporters who helped make the project possible, including members of the public and museum pass holders. They say the extra time will also allow museum staff to understand more about the visitor experience and ensure everything is ready for the big opening.